Shri Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I'm going to be reading this morning from Canto 3, Chapter 11. Texts number 39, 40, and 41. Chapter 11 has a very nice title. Calculation of time from the atom. And it's a far out chapter. Continues from the previous chapter, Divisions of Creation. The subject matter is creation, and from the previous chapter, some discussion about the role of time in the matter of creation, because without time you don't have creation. Relative influence of time is needed to have relative positions within creation. Meaning, through passage of time in one place, there's a much larger or much smaller passage of time in another place, because there's relative time. And then you have relative realms of existence in the whole of creation. And in the background is eternal time. And in the background is the controller of eternal time. And then there's instruments or agents of all of that, like Lord Brahma and other empowered persons, the Maruts and so on and so on. So it lays it out. And at the end of chapter 10, Maitreya says to Vidura, now I shall describe the descendants of Manus, descendants of the Manus, the creator, Brahma, as the incarnation of the passion mode of the personality of Godhead, creates the universal affairs with unfailing desires every millennium by the force of the Lord's energy. And then, so that's the promise of what I'm going to explain. But so, to explain Lord Brahma's act of creation, he explains time, because time is necessary for creation. And it's like, for people that are mathematical in their inclination, they really will really like this, because it goes, the first verse of chapter 11, the material manifestation's ultimate particle, which is indivisible and not formed into a body, is called the atom. It exists always as an invisible entity, even after the dissolution of all forms. The material body is but a combination of such atoms. But it has been misunderstood by the common man. atoms are the ultimate state of the manifest universe. When they stay in their own forms without forming different bodies, they are called the ultimate oneness. There are certainly different bodies in physical forms, but the atoms themselves form the complete manifestation. One can measure, one can estimate time by measuring the movement of the atomic combination of bodies. Time is the potency of the Almighty Personality, Godhead Hari, who controls all physical movement, although he is not visible in the physical world. Atomic time is measured according to its covering a particular atomic space. That time, which covers the unmanifested aggregate of atoms, is called the great time, Mahakala. Then it goes back to the smallest one. The smallest one is the time it takes for the sun to cross over one atom. There's one unit of time, nimesha, I think. Then there's three double atoms, which make one hexatom. This hexatom is visible in the sunshine, which enters through the holes of a window screen. One can clearly see that the hexatom goes up towards the sky. And it takes that smallest unit and then keeps building and building and building to all the way up to Mahakala, which is the duration of Brahma's life, the duration of the universe. And then says that the several things. It says that in the background of time, relative time, is eternal time. So there's small units of time, incrementally larger units of time, and then the time of the universe. So the time of Lord Brahma's life. And time is necessary for events, which means it's necessary for... It's an instrument, therefore necessary, for the Lord's bringing atoms together and forming bodies, and then for bodies to do things, like, you know, get up and walk across the floor. For events, we need time. So time is an agent of the Lord that moves matter. Without time, matter's there, but it doesn't move. Time is an essential element for the bigger picture is creation, or the intermediate picture is events. Time is necessary. So I'm going to read three verses. And in the background is eternal time. So here's text. I'll read the last verse that I read. It has a nice long purport. The duration of the two parts of Brahma's life, for some reason they have it, you know, first half and second half of his life. Dvi Paradha. Those are the two halves. The duration of the two parts of Brahma's life is calculated to be equal to one nimesha for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like, who is unchanging and unlimited and is the cause of all causes of the universe. The picture is there's this relative time up to the Mahakala, and that Mahakala is one nimesha. It's like less than a second for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then text 39 has no purport. Eternal time. So that's the Lord's time. So what's one nimesha of eternal time? Eternal time is certainly the controller of different dimensions, from that of the atom up to the superdivisions of the duration of Brahma's life. But nevertheless, it, eternal time, is controlled by the Supreme. Time can control only those who are body conscious, even up to the Satyaloka, or the higher planets of the universe. No purport. Time acts where we identify with matter. The converse is time, as we know it, doesn't act when consciousness is not reposed upon identification with matter. One becomes situated in eternal time. One becomes situated in eternality, or the Lord's internal potency. And we don't have that privilege if we identify with the body. Text 40. This phenomenal material world is expanded to a diameter of 4 billion miles. That's the universe's diameter. As a combination of 8 material elements transformed into 16 further categories within and without as follows. Purport. As explained before, the entire material world is a display of 16 diversities and 8 material elements. The analytical studies of the material world are the subject matter of the Samkhya philosophy. The first 16 divisions are the 11 senses and the 5 sense objects, and the 8 elements are the gross and subtle matter, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego. All these, combined together, are distributed throughout the entire universe, which extends diametrically to 4 billion miles. Besides this universe of our experience, there are innumerable other universes. Some of them are bigger than the present one, and all of them are clustered together under similar material elements as described below. Text 41. The layers of elements covering the universes are each 10 times thicker than the one before, and all the universes clustered together appear like atoms in a huge combination. Purport. The coverings of the universes are also constituted of the elements of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And each is 10 times thicker than the one before. The first covering of the universe is earth, and it is 10 times thicker than the universe itself. If the universe is 4 billion miles in size, then the size of the earthly covering of the universe is 4 billion times 10. the covering of water is 10 times greater than the earthly covering. The covering of fire is 10 times greater than the watery covering. The covering of air is 10 times greater than that of the fire. The covering of ether is 10 times greater still than that of air, and so on. The universe, within the coverings of matter, appears to be like an atom in comparison to the coverings. And the number of universes is unknown even to those who can estimate the coverings of the universes. And they're all clustered together like atoms, making a cluster of atoms makes forms. So I'm going to read a little bit from Brihat Bhagavatamrita, where Gopakumara is experiencing his journey through the layers of the universe. This is chapter 3 of part 2 of Brihat Bhagavatamrita. And the text number is starting with text 13. Gopakumara says, "Next I reached the coverings of the universe, rich with facilities for enjoyment and opulences millions of times more than on Brahmaloka. And each covering greater than the one before it." Commentary. Each subsequent covering is 10 times greater in size and millions of times greater in enjoyment and opulence than the previous one. Next text. Souls who have transcended the designations of created things and are aiming for gradual liberation endeavor to also transcend the designations of the causal elements found in what is known as the subtle body. They do this by entering each element in a body composed of that element and enjoying to their full desire the essence of pleasure derivable there. Commentary. When jivas are on their way out of the material universe, they pass through the coverings of the universe, and they are provided bodies made of each of the subtle elements they are passing through. Otherwise, mere proximity to these concentrated masses of elemental energy would destroy their bodies immediately. In each avarana layer, the jivas find wonderful opportunities for very refined material enjoyment. Since the material existence is created in the first place primarily for the jiva's enjoyment, these primeval reservoirs of matter are filled with all kinds of facilities for pleasure. The grosser objects produced from the causal elements, earth, water, fire, and so on, are great sources of sense gratification for conditioned souls. So certainly the superior, subtle forms of matter should give better sense enjoyment in the covering of each element. Pleasures based on combinations of all the elements are available, just as they are everywhere inside the universal shell. But in each particular covering, one element predominates. In all the coverings, more happiness is found than in Brahmaloka, and more happiness is found in each consecutive covering than the previous one. Text 16. The first covering I entered was that of earth. There I saw the Supreme Lord in the form of a great boar being worshipped by the goddess Earth, the presiding deity of that covering. She was worshipping him with paraphernalia unobtainable inside the universe. Within each and every hair of the body of Lord Bor were rotating all the opulences of the universe. Commentary. When even Gopakumar, when Gopakumar saw Lord Mahapurusha on Brahmaloka, he did not see all the opulences of the 14 worlds and every hair of the Lord's body, as he was seeing now in the body of Lord Varaha. Each higher world is closer to spiritual perfection, and so the Supreme Lord reveals in each of them more and more of his infinite glories. The presiding ruler of each higher planet is more elevated than the rulers of the lower planets, and so in particular, Goddess Earth is here in a position superior to Lord Brahma's. Text 17. Goddess Earth embodies the subtle causes of the universe's creation, and thus within her I saw the entire created world produced from the ingredients she provides. Commentary. Just as clay is the ingredient cause for the manufacture of pots, so the elements presided over by the deities of the avaranas, coverings, layers, are the basic ingredients of the universe. Since Earth is the most prominent ingredient of the material universe, Goddess Bhumi appears to be the source of all creation. After she finished worshipping Galore, the goddess honored me as her guest. She begged me to remain there and enjoy myself for a few days. Then I took my leave. As if some force was pulling me forward, I quickly crossed beyond that covering and reached the other six coverings. Commentary. Although Goddess Bhumi, a first-class Vaishnavi, encouraged Gopakumar to remain in her domain longer, he could not oblige her because the force of his sadhana was impelling him helplessly toward the abode of liberation. Text 21. I saw one after another, Lord Matsya, Surya, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Sankarshan, and Vasudeva. They were being worshipped with the ingredients of the covering each of them resided in by the presiding deities of those coverings in their all-pervading forms, water, fire, air, ether, ego, and mahat. Commentary. Gopakumar discovered Lord Matsya in the covering of water, Lord Surya Narayan in the covering of fire, and so on. Text 22. Each covering was the subtle cause of the previous one, which evolved from it, each compared to the previous one, had a greater object of worship, a greater worshiper, greater sense gratification, greater opulence, and greater importance. Commentary. Because the covering of water is closer to spiritual existence than that of earth, there the Supreme Lord manifested himself more fully in the form of Matsyadeva, and thus the demigod of water presiding there is greater than the demigoddess of earth, and the watery enjoyments and opulences are superior to those of the earth covering. Same is true of each covering, one after another. Next text. As before, I crossed over each of these coverings, and finally came to the covering of primeval nature. This covering consisted of the most subtle form of ignorance. Its color was dark blue, and it was very attractive to the eyes and mind. Commentary, quote, as before, unquote, implies that each stage of his journey, Gopakumara was greeted as a welcomed guest, and that each host requested him to remain and take advantage of the pleasures of that realm. That in each case, Gopakumara politely declined the offer and took his host permission to continue on. Finally, he arrived at the covering of Prakriti, the source from which all the other coverings evolved. As the original reservoir of Tamagun, this covering appears very dark and at the same time attractive. This is described in Sri Harivamsa in the words of Arjuna and in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Quote, I experienced a darkness as dense as mud, so concentrated that I could feel its touch, from Harivamsa. Then I reached a darkness which was just like a mountain. The Lord's chariot passed, this is now the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 89. The Lord's chariot, quote, translation, the Lord's chariot passed over the seven islands of the middle universe, each with its ocean and its seven principal mountains. Then it crossed the Loka-Loka boundary and entered into the vast region of total darkness. In that darkness, the chariot's horses, Shaibya, Sugriva, Megapushpa, and Valahaka, lost their way. Seeing them in this condition, O best of the Bharatas, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Master of all masters of yoga, sent his Sudarshan disc before the chariot. The disc shone like thousands of suns. Canto 10, chapter 89. Text 24. Seeing a color like that of my worshipable Lord spread everywhere, I became extremely delighted. I did not want to go any further. Commentary. The beautiful Shama color of the Prakriti region seemed just like the color of Gopakumara's deity Sri Madan Gopal. Since the total dimension of Prakriti cannot be measured by any material standard, this attractive effulgence seemed to extend infinitely. Gopakumara was so charmed that he felt no impulse to move on. Text 25, as I arrived, Goddess Prakriti was just finishing her worship of the Lord, the presiding deity of that covering, in the effulgent form of Sri Mohini Murti. She at once approached me in her own excellent form. Commentary. Material nature was worshipping the Lord in his female disguise as Mohini Murti, which implies that Sri Mohini Murti is much more attractive than Maya herself. Translation 26. She offered me gifts of great yogic powers like Anima, Siddhi, and my goddess Earth and the others requested me to stay there. She sweetly told me, if you want to achieve your goal of liberation, then you behave favorably to me because I am the bestower of liberation. Commentary. One would normally think that the material nature must be rejected in order to attain liberation, but in fact, liberation is achieved when she chooses to release a conditioned soul. 27. Or, if you want devotion to Vishnu instead, then you should still kindly worship me. the giver of devotion. I am Lord Vishnu's maid servant, his sister, and the embodiment of his energy. Commentary. Pure Vaishnavas do not care very much for liberation, but still they respect capital P, Prakriti, for these other reasons. She is Lord Vishnu's humble servant and his sister, who took birth as Subhadra in the womb of Yashoda. She helps Lord Vishnu's devotees make progress in their various kinds of devotional service. Although Maya, with a capital M, is not identical with Lord Vishnu's internal energy, Antaranga Shakti, she is that Shakti's external expansion, not different from the original Shakti, in the same way that a person's shadow is not different from himself. Sri Gopal Kumar said, I declined all these enticements, understanding them to be the potency of Lord Vishnu. Instead, I bowed down to the goddess and then wandered for a while in that beautifully colored covering region to see what was there. Commentary. Gopal Kumar had the discretion to not accept the gifts offered by Prakriti and her proposal for him to stay in her domain. But the atmosphere of the place was pleasing to his senses and mind. He wanted to stay there just a little longer to examine his wonders more closely. And then it describes what he saw. Text 30. The place was very attractive. Many living entities with bodies made of pradhan were enjoying it. Everywhere in this self-luminous region, the most splendid wonders were visible. Commentary. Pradhan is the most subtle material.